It's about life.
The Man and the Biosphere programme is pleased to collaborate with the primatologist Jane Goodall.
I'm truly honoured to have been asked to act as spokesperson on behalf of the Jane Goodall Institute to celebrate the 50th anniversary.
Her pioneering work with chimpanzees in the Gombe Masito Ugala Biosphere Reserve in Tanzania helped redefine conservation as a practice in which people live sustainably and in harmony with nature. Audrey Azoulay, Director General of UNESCO, agrees with this vision and shares the following.
UNESCO has been inventing and implementing this relationship since 1971 with its Man and the Biosphere program. It's a program which has laid the scientific foundations for a new harmony between humans and their environment, one that reconciles conservation and development and teaches us how to live with the living world, in the living world, rather than at its expense. 50 years later, 260 million people in 129 countries live in our 714 biosphere reserves in an area equivalent to 5% of the Earth's land mass.
This has been possible thanks to the will, collaboration and efforts of local communities, universities, public and private institutions, non-governmental organisations and international organisations. Yet financial support is also essential. All of this together keeps the spirit of the Biosphere Reserves alive. An example of successful collaboration occurs between UNESCO and the Abertis Foundation, as its director, Georgina Flame, comments.
Para la Fundación Abertis es realmente un orgullo.
For the Abertis Foundation, it is truly a pride and honour that UNESCO considers us as an example to follow and a model to replicate. This model of public-private collaboration shows that Abertis is a company committed to the environment.
Que una empresa como Abertis es una empresa comprometida con el ambiente.
Elena Salgado, president of the Abertis Foundation, emphasizes the concern that the private sector, and particularly Abertis, has for the environment.
This means that the goals of sustainable development could be met, that the fight against climate change could be really effective, and that we could be able to preserve what these biosphere reserves contribute to global sustainability.
Audrey Azoulay, Director General of UNESCO, reminds us of a fundamental premise.
The health of humanity depends on the health of the planet.
Which agrees with Jane Goodall's comments.
The COVID-19 pandemic, which has caused so much suffering, loss of life, loss of jobs, and economic chaos, has been to a large extent caused by our disrespect of animals and the natural world. Perhaps the most important lesson is that we urgently need to develop a new relationship with nature and animals.
Audrey Azoulay reaffirms the commitment of the Man and the Biosphere programme to communicate and share what we have learned.
Nous célébrons ensemble 50 ans d'efforts et l'engagement de
milliers. We are celebrating 50 years of effort and commitment of thousands of men and women who, together with the youth, are the strength of our program and who, in half a century, have gathered a wealth of knowledge and experience. For this anniversary, we have created a platform that will allow the public to access a wealth of information on biodiversity, hydrology, and to gain knowledge about Aboriginal people.
L'hydrologie, les connaissances sur les peuples autochtones.
The spokesperson for this anniversary of the Man and the Biosphere programme, Jane Goodall, shares her enthusiasm for this celebration.
It's my hope that the 50th anniversary celebration will raise awareness of the need to increase support for the existing reserves and create new ones. It is my sincere hope that by collaboration, dialogue and partnership, we will move towards a more sustainable future.
UNESCO, with the support of the Abertis Foundation, the Organismo Autónomo de Parques Nacionales de España, and Volkswagen, invites us to this exhibition as a journey through the vibrant but delicate relationship between us and nature, because
se trata de celebrar la vida.
It's about life.
This podcast was produced on the occasion of the 50th anniversary of UNESCO's Man and the Biosphere programme.